Hi, folks. Welcome to the David and David Show, brought to you by our good friends at American Retirement Advisors. We are the answer men for all of your retirement planning questions, from Medicare to money. Our extra special host and national best-selling author on Medicare, David Schaefer, is here in the studio today to answer all your questions about the whens, whats, and wheres of Medicare. David, good morning. It's great to see you.
Good morning. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I am just doing finer snuff and not near as dusty. How's that?
Well, okay. I never know what the heck you're talking about, but it sounds good.
Well, let's get to our question today. We have Mark writing in, and Mark wants to know, he is still working at age 65. He has employer health coverage at his job, but since he's turning 65, he's eligible for Medicare, and he's trying to decide what should he do.
All right. Well, that's a good question, and it faces quite a few folks, since 60% of the workforce is eligible to retire in the next couple of years. We come across this quite often. So, Mark, here's the first thing you need to do. The first thing is you need to get a handle on what it actually costs you, personally, to be on your current health insurance program. We're talking about your premiums, plus any copays that you have for your maintenance medication. Plus, you want to look at the maximum that you could spend in a calendar year. Sometimes that's called the maximum out-of-pocket, plus your deductible. So from that number, you want to take a look at what it would cost you to consider a Medicare supplement with a drug plan and Medicare. So again, three premiums for that type of program. And then you want to compare the third option, which may be available to you, which is called Medicare Advantage. And that's Medicare Replacement, where you'd use a network-based program, very similar to your group program now. So you really have three things to look at: Medicare Advantage, the network-based programs, Medicare plus a Medicare supplement and a drug plan, and then your group health insurance. And you want to compare that side by side to make a good determination for yourself.
So it sounds like to me you make three columns, one for your employer coverage,
yep,
one for a supplement coverage,
yep,
and one for an Advantage coverage.
You got it exactly.
Okay, and then you're going to do sort of a should you go, should you stay
analysis.
And then it just comes down to fact-based decision making. What's the best coverage for the amount of money you're going to spend?
Right. It's all numbers. And once you can get those numbers on a single sheet of paper, then you're really able to make that fact-based decision, as you say.
Where would I be able to find, you know, if I'm on my employer plan, where would I be able to find my premium, my deductible, my copays, maximum amount? Where's all that information that I can get from my employer?
Well, your employer under federal law provides you an outline of coverage annually, and that shares with you what your costs associated with using your plan would be. The other thing that makes it pretty simple is everybody gets a paycheck every week or two. Your pay stub will show what you're currently paying for your medical deduction. And then you could also dig into your benefits administrator's website and see if they could share with you what it costs for you to be on that plan, because you want to separate dental and vision from your medical coverage.
So one of the things when Mark is looking at this situation is, once he has that information about his employer, comparing it to an Advantage plan is going to be pretty simple, because they both have just one card.
Right, yeah.
And we're just paying copays. There's a deductible at the employer, but on an Advantage plan, there is no deductible.
Yeah, in most cases, no deductible on the Advantage programs.
But both of them usually have the prescription drug plan included.
Right, they're built in. And then sometimes they have a deductible on that, sometimes they don't. You have to look carefully.
And so on the employer plan and the Advantage plan, it's usually dealing with a network plan. So you're going to doctors, specialists, and hospitals in that in network.
Right. And then the other column, if we could put that one in the middle, would be the Medicare supplement. And you can go to any doctor you wish, whether they participate in Medicare, don't participate in Medicare, or have opted out.
Excellent. So then they're just, they're not looking at any kind of copays, maximum out of pocket, nothing. They just pay the premium every month on the supplement.
On the supplement column, that's correct. No copay, no deductible, any doctor, any hospital, anywhere in the United States. A little bit more complicated than that, but that's generally how people look at that center column.
So even though this sounds like a fairly simple process, it does sound like it's pretty involved. So what do you suggest to make the comparison work as easy as possible?
Well, The easiest thing to do for everybody nationwide is to check your drug costs. You can always go to Medicare.gov and find your drug costs and see which plan would be most appropriate for you by entering your drugs into the website and selecting your pharmacies. And that will share with you the prescription copays for both the Medicare prescription Part D plans that would go along with your Medicare supplement, or the Medicare prescription drug plans that are built into the Medicare Advantage programs. Either way, you'll find out what the premiums and the copays will be to the penny.
Excellent. Well, Mark, I think this will get you on the path and at least start you down the right road to making some kind of a decision on that. And always remember, it never hurts to get the advice from a certified retirement planner or a
Medicare planner.
Medicare planner to help you make this decision. We know a couple of those guys, don't we?
I think their name starts with D.
Yeah, I think they do too. Well, I think that answers those questions. And folks, remember, if you have a question or just a burning desire to get some information about Medicare or money, just send your inquiry to Judy@AmericanRetire.com. That's Judy@AmericanRetire.com. And always, providing financial certainty is our mission.
And making healthcare and retirement planning decisions 1, 2, 3 easy is what we do.
So, until next time.
This is David.
And this is David. So long, folks.
Take care, everybody.